Hello and welcome to Your Communities, Your Stories by me, Miss B. In this episode, I read an extract from a Miss B Writes blog post about the dynamism of Adinkra symbols. What is Adinkra? I put that question to friends and family recently, expecting some consistency in the response. But I was surprised by how varied the replies were and how complex and mysterious the Adinkra story is. According to the majority of people I polled, Adinkra is the umbrella term for ideographic symbols that relate to historical events, philosophy, and spiritual beliefs of the Akan people. These symbols make use of flora, fauna, and shapes to depict age-old maxims and sayings. I have read diverging accounts that these symbols number 400, while others suggest they total nearer 1,000. Robert Sutherland Rattray, in 1927, formally recorded a sample of around 50 in his book Religion and Art in Ashanti. But since then, more have emerged to incorporate modern phenomena, which scholar G.F. Kodjo Arthur record in his book Cloth as Metaphor, Rereading the Adinkra Cloth Symbols of the Akan of Ghana. Although Adinkra has been long associated with the Asantes of Ghana, one strand of the Akan people, their origins are believed to stem from the former Bron kingdom of Jaman in what is now known as Côte d'Ivoire. One of many stories linked to the origins of Adinkra is that the Jaman Hini Kodjo Adinkera wore cloth imprinted with those symbols. Legend has it that the Jaman Hini copied the Asante's Sikadria, or golden stool, the Asante's symbol of national unity. This angered the Asante Hini and resulted in the Asante-Jaman War of 1818. I have also heard that the Asantes had designs on acquiring these symbols for themselves, which could have been a contributing reason for the ensuing battle. Whatever the cause, the war ended with the Asantes, led by Asante Hini Nana Osei Bonsu, capturing the Jaman Hini, annexing his kingdom to Asante land, and as the story goes, taking his prized cloth as a trophy, thus acquiring the secrets of the Adinkra cloth. Other versions suggest that the Jaman Hini's son, Apau, was spared the same fate of ultimate death as his father, because he accepted the ultimatum of relinquishing the secrets of creating the symbols. It is unclear if the word Adinkra existed before the Jaman Hini, or if the symbols acquired their name from the Jaman ruler who popularized the prince, but there are some who claim the symbols date farther back than the 19th century. According to a paper by William Babbitt et al. Called Adinkra Mathematics, a study of ethno-computing in Ghana, the suggestion is that these symbols and geometric forms existed in older archaeological artifacts across a wider geographic range. There are others that believe that when the Sikadria fell from heaven into the lap of Okonfwenokye, the priest credited for helping to establish the Asante kingdom in the 17th century, it was covered with a cloth bearing the Adinkra symbols that we know today. Adding more mystery to the origins of Adinkra is that the word shares an uncanny resemblance to the Akan phrase Yadinkra, which means to bid someone farewell. Apt when you consider that, according to another legend, subjects of the Adinkra king designed a cloth for him following his defeat to the Asantes. The printed symbols signified their grief and sorrow. For centuries after in Ghana, cotton cloth adorned with these Adinkra symbols came to be known as Adinkra cloth. This cloth was worn during funerals by royalty and spiritual leaders to commemorate the dead. Once the Asantes mastered the technique of printing the symbols and found the special ink and stamping that was used in the printing process, manufacture grew. The three most important funerary cloths being Kuntunkuni, brown, Kobeni, red, Brisi, black, according to Valentina A. Tete, who writes in her book Adinkra, The Cultural Symbols of the Asante People. This tradition lives on today, except all Ghanaians, not just the royals, wear such cloths. Use of these symbols has expanded to feature on lighter coloured cloths that are appropriate for festive occasions or even daily wear, Tete writes. Thanks for listening. This is an extract from a piece published in 2015 called Adinkra, More Than Just a Pretty Face. To read the whole piece and to find out more on African history, please visit www.msbwrites.co.uk. Thank you.